Okay, now what I want to do is slowly now go over things, okay? I did something last week which was not fair, okay? But it was fair, but not fair, okay? What I did was is read the Rambam for face value, okay? And not taking into the fact or taking into the account, excuse me, that he's quoting a Gemara in Sanhedrin and how to play the Gemara in Sanhedrin out, okay? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin is very important because what happens is there, okay, so one second. what happens there is like this. Okay. Here it is. Yeah. Moishova is the cost of Achmona Lomeli. Lamin Hamid Beis. Mishuma Bishmo. Oma Talmud Echot. Lefish Neme Kiyeh Beish Chet Mishpat Movitz Vuhumos. Shmei Ani Bein Bechol Bein Beshabbos. Vuhomo Ani Mekayim Mechalel Mosiumos. Besham Melochus. Chutz Misa Ad Bezdin. So Lechoy means Misa Bezdin. Is not a chiv misa. I don't know what it means. Machalem mosyom. So it's a very strange thing. O eino elo afilu misas bezdin. Umani mekayim v'humos b'chol avoloi b'shabbos. O eino elo afilu b'shabbos tamoyis laish b'chol moshtechem. Ulahal hoim v'hoyu eile lochem l'chukas mishpa l'doi seichem b'chol mosh b'seichem. Ma moishvois ha'om ulahalon bezdin af moishvom akan bezdin. So we don't know anything. Maybe the Issa, because he says, the Ram clearly says, the Issa is the Kiyu Mitzvah, right? So the Chayyim do it Dechiyah, correct? If you take the words literally. Okay? However, I just want to read it. It's very strange the way he wrote it. But look at Oma Abaye, Hashta di Amrit Ein Ritzicha Deiche Es HaShabbos Ein Ritzicha Deiche Es Avoyde Mikal Bachayim. So it means that the Gemara Sanhedrin is also talking about the Chiyah. So that means you can't take the Rambam at his face value that he's learning that the Isur Kilu is the Kiyum, okay, but it means that there's no Chiyah. So it's very strange how those two things fit together, okay? But you also have to read it and say, okay, Bola Hazish Ne'eshomer. I'm knocking out the omnom. Bola hazi hamodes harinshin biyom haShabbos. V'zeshu hizi misreifas mitzvah omo v'omreifas mitzvah. So the Rambam does a strange thing in textually, because he quotes that it's reifas mitzvah before he introduces b'chol mosh v'seichem. And if you learn the Gemara, it's very clear you only understand that it's talking about Mises Bezdin only because of the Gzeir Shavu Moshavos. So L'Chaira, this is like a parenthetical remark. It's not V'Omer. It's a parenthetical remark explaining why he says L'Huizir Misreifas Mitzvah. I don't see any other way to interpret it. Correct? Gwetzaloyma for Moshe Bezdin. Okay, and he quotes the Gemara Bekitza and the Gzeira Shava, but no mention of it. Okay, then he says, "The Alpha Pishu Mitzaseh." So I was bought Alpha Pishu Mitzaseh has nothing to do with Dechia, but you can't, and therefore I moved it to the next thing, which is talking about Dechia. But you can't do that because this is also talking about Dechia.
So you're going to leave it now?
Yeah, but I'm going to leave it the way it was, but it's an internal problem. Because how could you say in one hand that the loisa se is the kiyum Sreifa, okay, and then there's no Techiya. So, you know, you could talk about Techiya. If an Asay is to, the Asay is to Mekayim the Mitzvah, and the Lav says that the Kiyum is also, you can imagine, but Techiya, such a thing. That's like a whole new thing. The Torah says, Leisil b'shatnez gedila tase l'cho. Okay? But maybe it's almost like, you know, depending upon how you learn Yibum with its hutru d'chuya. Okay? Because the myth, but you know, you could talk about Techiya in such a case, that the Issa is the Kiyum, and the Kiyum itself should be Deicha. Okay? But I would have assumed, okay, that, so what's the limud of Loi Savaru? So I would have assumed that in the Issa, it's also, there's no Techiya, or something like that. That's what I would assume. And it's nothing to do with the Chi in general. Okay? So then you can learn, you know, it's a very strange thing. I'm just saying, you know, it's the Af Pishu Mitzvah, you can learn that. But in the Ashova, there's no Techiya. There's a Shlila, there's no Techiya. I don't know how that works. Can you have it both being this and that at the same time? You have something like that by B'chol. There might have been a lav, or leisuchal, and it's also that it's not, you know. But the Ram does, Ram puts it as part of the dinim from from Nachlis. We'll have to see exactly how it's going, but this is very strange.
Yeah. What the Raya is, okay.
You see, the Raya, I should have said, I'm sorry, I didn't say that. You see, the question, you look at the Gemara Sanhedrin, the question, what's the Raya? You're right, correct. What's the Raya? I left that out. What's the Raya? So the Raya is very simple. That you can't talk about Techiya unless you're talking about a mitzvah. So it means the mitzvah Sreifa it's a Techiya. The mitzvah Sreifa is Bezen, is a Techiya. Okay? So it should be Dishta Deuches, it means a mitzvah. Okay? You have how, you see, the problem over here is that in Techiya, you have a Raya that it's a mitzvah. But there's a problem here. Okay? Is the issue over here about whether it's a mitzvah or that Sreifa is a separate mitzvah? Because you remember how he starts over, he says, before he says a mitzvah say, and he starts off the next paragraph, the Eifen Minyonai is that they're separate mitzvahs, and he explains, he brings the Raya from Atikya Shmur, mitzvahs this, mitzvahs Sreifa, mitzvahs Nechnochen, correct? Okay, so the issue over here is not that Sreifa is a mitzvah, but whether Sreifa is a separate mitzvah, okay? So I'll ask you a question, okay? So in terms of Techiya, if there's a broad mitzvah of Mises Bezdin, you can't talk about Techiya by that? So then what's the proof? Okay. Unless, hello, he learns, he says it's talking about Sreifas Mitzvah. Okay. And he's learning that it is. Okay. Correct? So now I have to go back to the Gemara. You get the problem over here. Okay, let's read the Gemara again and see if there's a proof in the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, Moishvois the Kosovach monolomali, Mishum Rebbe Yishmol Omatam Lechod, Lefishin Emma Kiyer Beish, Chet Mishvat Moves Vuhumas. Shomei ani bein b'chol bein b'shabbis. V'ma ani mekayim mechalel mos yumos. B'shal melochais. Chutz v'mises bezden. O eino el afilu mises bezden. V'ma ani mekayim v'humos. B'chol avaloi b'shabbis. O eino el afilu b'shabbis. Tamaloi sva'esh b'chol mosh v'seichem. L'hal nomal v'hoyu eino l'chir l'chukas olam. Lechukas mishpat ledoiseich b'chomesh zirim. Ma Moshe amal kant bezin, af Moshe amal kant bezin. Okay. Vi omach mon leisvar eish b'chomesh zirim. Oh, ba'ashli amet ein witzicha doich es haShabbos. So we're talking. It's
witzicha is general.
Huh? Witzicha is general. So the question is, where do you see here? You see, when you quote the Mechilta. Here it says, okay. So would he and the Mechilta is more clear, is clearer. The Mechilta says Sreifa Bechaloi, so you're telling me Sreif Muchedish, she acts Mrs. Bezdin Veinu Dechaz Shabbos. I've called Mrs. Bezdin Yitchaz Shabbos, okay. So, you know, here, if it's one mitzvah, the whole thing doesn't make sense. Right? How can you mechalik with you two in terms of techi? It's the same mitzvah, correct? It's all parts of the same mitzvah, correct? So here I understand that's a proof it's four mitzvahs, okay? So the chayr over here, correct? So the chayr over here, is me medayik from the pasuk loy sevaru. It's an amazing thing, loy sevaru, that it means that there's a separate the lav is about oynish misas sreifa. So if we're talking about tchi and this and that, so then lechera that lechera is the issue. Correct. Okay. But that only assumes, okay, I'm not kidding. Well, yeah. That only assumes, okay, you see, okay, I'm not sure exactly. No, I don't know if there's a difference. So the question in terms of the Rambam's Mloch and Mekalkil, you have to go back to the Sugi Mekalkil, there should be differences in whatever's going on. But I assume that's what he's doing. Because he says, see, in the Gemara Sanhedrin, there's no mention of Sreifas Mitzvah. And the Ram's quoting this, not that Mrs. Bezin is a mitzvah. That's not the issue. The issue is whether there's Dalit separate mitzvahs. And he's learning in this Gemara in Sanhedrin all the state. Correct? Okay. Okay, that's an amazing thing. Okay? So maybe it's no survival. It's a very interesting thing. Correct? Okay. So then, there are three different guys. No, it's also talking about Tchiyah. Okay, the other one, the chayr, is more mefurish. That it says mefurish. The first one is a diuk, Okay, two is a diuk in the pasuk. The third raya is mefurish in the mechilta. Okay, correct. Okay, so now that's what we have. Correct. Is that okay? Is that fair? So the Api is mitzvah. It's a very strange thing. It's a whole new clue in what's going on in mitzvah, correct? That you can talk about, there's a, I guess, what the Rambam is machadish, that the mitzvah of Sreifas Bezdin should not be doiche the Isa of the Kiyum Mises Bezdin, okay? So maybe there should have been a Dechiyah. But if the Ne'is of the Kiyum Mitzvah Bezdin you should assume that within that, there is a hafkor from Tchiyah. Okay? Beseder. Okay, now. Okay, now next. Now. Yeah, let's go on. Okay? Now I just want to think about this more. Okay, that's simple pshat, correct? That's the word say, correct? There's no way I didn't do anything yet, right? Okay. Now, you see, here I'm not sure if I'm within bounds or out of bounds over here. But, you know, since the issue we're learning, that the mitzvah, the issue of the mitzvah from the Tchiyas Halav, correct? Okay. So you'd want to understand more about this lav to understand, can you do it or can't you do it? Correct? Because without that, you know what we're talking about. Correct? Is that fair? So even though normally I should have left this discussion for the Leisaseh Shin Chabez, I felt that it's germane to the issue because, especially in the second Raya, the whole proof only here is because it's Sefer Mitzvah. Correct? So I just want to set the stage for this, okay? You see, since it has to be Sefer Mitzvah, it's a little difficult to imagine that the lav is an isa melacha. Okay, and we're gonna look into this and try to understand this. Okay, because the isa is not the melacha shebo, the isa is the sreifas mitzvah, and that's good for that. There's no tchiyah. Okay, those are the postulates. Is that fair? So I thought that it's germane to our issue to try to understand what's going on in Shinchav Beis. Okay. So now, the Ram opens up Shin Chav Beis, Lois HaSeh, Hishis Anu Me'inesh HaGedolim, I assume it's Einshim, whatever it is, Al Chaitim Ul Havir Ul Kilu Lohoitzi Lepoil Hadinim B'Shab Yom HaShabbos. Okay, but let me translation, okay? Vu Amroi Lois Vaish V'chulei B'Yom HaShabbos Yitzu B'Zeh Shul Yisrael Mishni Schaif Schaifer. And the Rama basically does this, that the Lav is talking about Schaifer Smitzer. Okay? So he assumes the Lav is talking about Schaifer Smitzer, so Schaifer is also a Mitzvah. Okay, correct? That the Schaifer of Bezin is a Mitzvah of a Raya. Okay? It's a separate Mitzvah. It's not from the Dechir. But from once you learn it's an issue, it's a combination, it's a combo, okay? It's a combo of Dechia plus the Lav. The Lav is, right? The Lav is by Srefa. Srefa's mitzvah. So in Mele, you know that it's a mitzvah, correct? Is that fair? That's what he did. He does it here also. Then it's the who I did. Okay? We have to know exactly what Adin means. Is it a drasha? How does it work? But that's not really what we're here. That's more for Shin Chav Beis. Okay? Now we're okay. The problem is, and this I want you to know, I've been wrestling with this issue for years and years and years and years. And every time I have a different approach. And Kedaki, Bakridish, I decided a new approach today. I thought everything else was wrong. Okay? So we'll see what happens, okay? Hine Omroi Havor Lav Yotzis. Okay. V'ein Zehalocha. Avol hi lechalek. Ushiye chai vakol melocha umelocha b'fnei atzmo. Koshi is boy mekoyim. Okay. It's like in the middle of nowhere, he's happy. He got it? Okay. Okay. This is, to me, one of the most perplexing issues that you have to deal with. Like in the middle of nowhere, the discussion of lechalek yotzin lav yotzis, okay? Now I want to try to do, and I don't know, it's probably about, I don't know how many, six and seven, I don't know how many shum, I'm trying to make sense of it, okay? The way I look at it today, I'm going to tell you, you'll see, but you understand, a priori, this is mad, you know, wasn't doing anything. Okay. So first of all, you have to know, there's a machlekes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nosson in the Gemara and Shabbos, Ayin Omer Aleph. The Sanya, Habo Lelav Yotzes. Div Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Nosson Omer Lechalek Yotzes. Okay. So a priori, I would have said the opposite. I would have said Lav Yotzes so you can have a Lav. And the Chalak Yotz has nothing to do with Minyan Mitzvahs, and bye-bye, and we'll see about that, correct? The Ram said, no, just the opposite, correct? Is that correct? Okay, good, just want to make sure, man, I want you to stop me at any point, okay? Okay. So that's L'chor what I would have said. Right?
Why is he bringing the Havam in here?
Okay, I don't want to explain to you what's happening. So I want to say that it's just the opposite. That if it's the Lav Yotzes, it's not Minyan Mitzvahs. And the Ram learns only it's the Chalak Yotzes, you have that option. Maybe you would have said no, but you have the. But if it's the Lav Yotzes, you don't have that option. Okay? That's my new approach today. Okay? The question is how you do that. Okay? So that makes it more germane to the issue, right? Because the question, do you count? See, you have to ask yourself the question. Is the question here about what the definition of the lav is? Or the question is about minyan? So I always just thought that it's a question about the definition of a lav, okay? And if it's a lav yotz, nothing to do with Mises Besdin, and if it's a chalak yotz, maybe it is. But I want to go further. It's not even about that. It's about, that's true, that's also true. But it's also about minyan amidst itself. Because he says, he says, Vihine omroi havo lav yotzes. V'ein zu alocha, avi lechalik, v'shi chayim akom locha in mekoimah. And he explains what lav yotzes, he doesn't tell you what the ramifications are. Okay? That's what I want to suggest, okay? I want to explain to you why. So I'll tell you that what the Ram says, okay? You ready for the next step? The next step is, you see, that's true, and that I always held. And we'll see about this, okay? That according to the PAC, it's an Issur Melacha. But it's Nochir Misa, Lav Yotzes. But it's Nisa Melacha. There's 39 Melachas. 38 of them, Yichai Misa, 4, and there's one that's a Lav. Okay? And I want to say, if you flip it and say according to Abnos is not a lechalik, but there's also a lav over here. That lav has nothing to do with lamed tes brachos. Okay. Okay. Next step. Okay. Next step is like this. I want to ask you, according to the rules, and then we'll play it out. We'll see. According to the rules, and we'll see exactly how this happens, and we'll go through a few other examples. In Minyan HaMitzvos, the rules of Minyan HaMitzvos, if you have a lav of Leisasa Kol Melacha, and you have a lav of Leisavah Ol Eish, and basically it's an inyan of an Asho of Melacha, would you count it as two lav of Minyan HaMitzvos, or only one? Okay. So I would suggest to you that this is a picker. That there are 38 ways of doing melacha that you chayim misa. And there's one way of doing melacha that is sreifa. That you're not chayim misa. And it wouldn't be a separate asholim minyan mitzvahs. It would go under leis asakol melacha. It's just part of it. 38 cases you chayim misa. And one case, you're not. Okay. And this would be the missing picker, which in other cases we'll see also, the missing picker you could have imagined that the Rambam is ready to have. There's also picker loisase in Shurish. Okay? That's the way I would flip it. And therefore, it's important for the Rambam that you can't say like Rabbi Yossi, because according to Rabbi Yossi, this could not be in Minyan HaMitzvos. Okay? So, a priori before he thought it was absolutely nuts. But now that you say this, I think it makes a lot of sense. Correct? Okay, let me continue. One second. I'm only getting started. It's like, you know, I'm getting warmed up. Okay, we ready? Can I go on? Okay. Next thing. I want to prove to you that according to Rabbi Yossi, and not only within that if there's an Issa according to Rav Nosson, if there is an Issa, it's not an Issa Melacha. Okay. Therefore, if it's not an Issa Melacha, it's a separate inyan in Yoni HaTeira, and you could have a separate mitzvah. And if it is an Issa Melacha, it's a fikir of Lesasek HaMelacha. That is what I want to say. That's what I decided this morning. Okay, I wasn't sure if I was nuts or not, but okay, it was the afternoon. I was nourished, you know. I was just completely confused again because I like to take it from the top. See, I have this thing, I don't know, you know, I had this thing. It could be that it was, like, you know, that frankly, I used to look at the Rav, you know, just, you know, amazed, okay? Because I remember, you know, in the last years, okay, you know, memory wasn't the same it was before. It wasn't 100% before, okay? And he was trying to work out the famous shtickle that he wrote that Ein Orem Yochel Yashva on the question about that there's a din in the Ksira, the din in Shir in the Pri. Oh, he was working on the thesis and I goes later. And you know, and he was getting stuck. So I tried to help him. Says, don't bother me, I want to work it out myself. And it means he wasn't ready, okay, to go and say old hat. He wanted to reevaluate doing Mechodesh, okay? So I said to myself, you know, when I was looking at it, I said, Mechitesi, you know, it was good then, you know, why not now? So, whatever it is, you know, I caught the bug, okay? So I decided I'm going to reevaluate this, and here we go. Okay? But I think if this is correct, it's a major thing. Okay? Now, this is already old hat. Okay? That the Issa of Leisavah according to Rabbi Yossi is an Issa Melacha that have Raya. Okay? I think it's good. Comes the Gemara and Shabbos. Okay? Comes the Gemara and Shabbos. Samach Tesla Tanah. Obvious melachas avoyim chosa achas, va'avinim bo minyona lomeli.
We all have Yechon and Shimos and Kulim Behelam Echot, Chai Bekolachas Viachas, Heichi Mishkachas Loh. Bezod and Shabbos Shigas Vlos. Bishlom al Rabbi Yechonon, the Omer Kimich Shogar Bekoros, Af Bishis the Belav, Mishkachas Logon, the Yodah Loh, the Shabbos Belav, El Reb Shim Melokish, the Omer Achishka Belav Uvakoros, the Yodah Leh Bishabbos Bemai, the Yad the Betchum and Valid the Rabbi Kim. He couldn't say Rabbi Yossi. I'm going to show you another Gemara. He quotes Rabbi Yossi. He couldn't say it because the Gemara is working with the high of 39 Behelam Echad, and that's only if you say Lechalak Yotzes. So it's working with the premise. It's not like Rabbi Yossi. It could be Rabbi Akiva. Okay, but I want to show you Rabbi Akiva is the example and what you should do. Right, this is very important. Now listen to the logic. Says the Yod the Betchumim, Valiv the Rabbi Akiva. Okay. So I ask a question. What do you mean the Yod Betchumim Valiv the Akiva? The Rama passes Tchumim the Reis according to Rabbonah. Right? As what is it? Shin Chav Gimel. I mean, you know, Mitzvahs like Shin Chav Gimel. Okay. Yud Beis Mil. Whatever it is, correct. So I ask you, what's the what? What's the more want according to the Rama? Fakir, the Ramban proves from this that according to Rabban there's no Isser. The Ramban is this Kash, I think, maybe in I'm not sure. I don't think it's safe for mitzvahs, maybe in Eluv and Yud Zion. There he is, Kash. Okay. Yeah, it's an Eluv and Yud Zion with this. Okay. Okay, so I remember Babgalaks once told me Amud Eor. Okay, and I'll explain to you. The Amudi Or with the Seder from the Rav is Mamish Gevaldik over here. The Amudi Or said, you have to understand, the Amudi Or, I think I'm not mistaken, the Rav said when he was a young boy, there were two Sfom that he wanted to get a hold of. He wanted to get a safe of the Amudi Or, and I think it was also the Machne Frei, okay? And he used to tell a story about the Godel Minsk who traveled a long distance to talk in learning. And talk in learning to Amud Or. And the Rav used to say that the Godel Minsk asked the Amud Or Kasha. And the Amud Or gave him an answer. And the Godel Minsk said, for this answer that I went from Minsk to here. So the Rav said, then the Amudi Or started singing. Okay, his mom was like, Chassidus Shemaisa. And he said that the Amudi Or was a whole different, you know, the ability in Nigunim, in the Golem in Minsk, Amudi Or were very different, okay? He said the Golem Minsk is no different between a Pasha de Vurachu and Kol Nidre, okay? And the Amudi Or was a Glisa Barmanagi. So he started singing and started thinking and singing. And he said he was so mischagish and whatever it is that even the Golem Minsk was the mischagish of it, okay? And then he said after it was a Teretz, the Golem Minsk was Nochadaitolov and everything was this, okay? But I remember telling the story, okay? The Amudi Or said that Tchum according to Rabbi Akiva and Tchumim according to Rabbono is Cholok Bietzim Yisaitin. It's a different Yisamachar. According to Rabbi Akiva, Tchum is Yisamach. And according to Rabbono, and then, if you take what the Rav asked, the Rav said, I remember we were learning the same Sugya Mishahershech, but different cases over here. The Rav said, the Yod the Bishabbos B'mai. So what's the Pshat in the Gemara? Yod the Bishabbos B'mai. What do you mean Yod Bishabbos B'mai? So, what does the Rav say? He knows he made Kiddush on Shabbos.
Kish mitz the reise. Yedia Shabbos is only Yedia of Chilun Shabbos. And Chilun Shabbos is only through Melacha. See, in Yedia Shabbos Melacha. So the Gemara is looking for an Isa Melacha, which is not Chiv Misa. And that's what the Gemara finds. Beyond the B'tchum and Achim. The game. It's like Kiddush. Okay? That's the first step, okay? Now! Okay, good? That's step one. We still good? We're still okay? That's step one. Okay. Now, step two. Correct? Are we okay? That's step one. This is old hat, but the new, now there's new, and there's a new nuance here. One second. Okay. Now, this is a Gemara Mefat. Now it's the Gemara Mishechshech. Okay. So again, okay. So I'm saying again that according to Rabbi Akiva, Tchumim shouldn't be a separate. Lav doesn't talk about it one way or the other. Tchumim shouldn't be a separate lav. It should be the Luisas Kom Locha. It's only according to Rabban. He doesn't mention it, but that's Lecho, it should happen. And I'll show you something like this also. Then comes the Gemara Kufim Gimel Amud Beis. Yoitznan, I'm chalas a Shabbos da b'shachayim al shkira sachatos lazon a kol skilo b'chlal di'ikim midi de'ein chayom v'shkira sachatos is going to skilo. Okay. See, so here it's not interested in chiluk melochas, so you're not limited to saying like Rabbi Yosi and not Rabbi Yosi. So how is it possible yota b'shabbos? See, here the Gemara says, my new love the mechaber loy tchum min alibet Rabbi Akiva v'havora alibet Rabbi Yosi. So it means according to Rabbi Yosi it's an Issa Melacha, like tchum alibet Rabbi Akiva. Now the next step, which occurred to me today, now the next step, I want to show you that Mechamer, even if it's alive, she ain't bo chiv misa. It's not a separate lav minyan mitzvahs, but it's part of leisasa melacha. The exact paradigm that I'm using over here in Rabbi Yosi and havor lav yotzes, and according to Rabbi Akiva and Tchum. Okay, so that's an important point. Correct? Correct? We're still straight. Okay. So that okay. So that point I have. There's a Magid Mishnah, and you'll see. Comes the Rambam Perichov Pilchas Shabbos Alocha Aleph and Beis. Okay. Also the Ritzi Masa Al Behema B'Shabbos Shnem L'Man Yenuach Shorcha V'Chamocha Echot Shor V'Echot Chamor V'Echot Kol Behema Chai V'Yoyf V'Im Hoitzi Al Behema Acho Pishu Mitzuva Al Shvi Sosa Eino Loike V'Hi Shi Yisu Bo Mechal Asay V'Echot Mecham V'Chema V'Hoi Masa Pota. So Chayra Eber Zeh 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 Zeh. Then allow me to ask the kasha, which a priori should have been thrown out of the class. Okay? Because he asked the kasha like this. Volo lav mefuish batera, shenem lo isasa komolocha, atu bincho vehem vitcho, viavdecho viamoscho vehem techo, shlo yachrish bo, ukiyetze becharisha. Okay? See, he stops there. We're also okay. The kasha, the teretz, I'm sorry, not thrown out of the class, but the last line over here, the line after. Venimsa lav shenita lashoas misas beze ve'ein loikin olay. What is he talking about? If he's talking about shol yachrish bo, dot dem is a chay miskila. What's the lav shenita lashoas misas beze ve'ein loikin olay? What is he talking about? So the answer is, he's ready to accept that macham lacha behem toy is under the lav of Isasa. And it's a lav shein by misa. I get malchus for it. The answer is it's a lav shein masoras misas bezin, because you find by behemo also you get you have a case by behemo that you be chayim misas and meilas. Correct. So then, what do you see? The paradigm exists that it's a melacha shein bo chiyuv, and it's not a separate. You don't look at loisasa kol melacha at the vincha as a separate thing, but you look at it as one thing. Okay. So you can tell me maybe, no. All I'm telling you could be one inyan. If it wouldn't be, it's one inyan, correct? So that's what happens. Okay. You could say, no, that here it's one lav and there's two lav. I'm not too impressed by that, but the chayyim is simply one inyan. So it's one inyan, so it could be one lav. That's what I'm suggesting called WAC. Okay. Now, next step. Okay? Next step. We still have another problem. Okay. So now we're out of the woods. We understand Rabbi Yossi, the Rambam is clearly saying that according to Rabbi Yossi, this is out. Okay. The question is, according to Rabbi Nosson, okay, according to Rabbi Nosson, what you're trying to do is saying this L'chalat Yotzis, and at the same time, it becomes an Ashola for Mrs. Bezin, okay? If it is an Ashola for Mrs. Bezin, it's case closed. We know that it's not Nisa Mocha. Well, okay. That's the Gemara doesn't quote it. The only quotes Havo Koint Rav Yossi, okay? But Havo Koint Rav Nosson, it couldn't be, okay? The question is, how do you do that? How does it become both L'chalek Yotzes? This is the problem. A much further way I always want. This is the problem, right? How does it become L'chalek Yotzes? Okay. I can prove more, we'll come back to it, that you see in Rambam, Mishneh Torah, that's what I alluded to last week, that it's a separate Issa. Okay, it's all okay. But the question, how does it work? How can it be L'chalek Yotzes and be a separate Lav? Okay. Bifrat. This should be against Shurish Chi. Because the Rambam, when he talks about Kefa Lav in Shurish Chi, the Rambam says like this. I'm just reading part of it. If you need more, I'll read the whole thing. Avo im lo yiyeh shom inye noisaf. If the Matik Yashmur said there's a new inyan over here, then it's a separate love. But if there's no inyan noisaf, hari tachlis ma shenichba lechizuk. Right? That we... V'chein k'dei sh'neida sh'zei ovon godl miyoyim. Keep it your board, right? As well. We discussed what the between chizun may be and avon godl miyoyim. Then he says, oy sh'nichpal l'hashlim din ha-mitzvah. So if you would have asked me what he says, that it's for droshik zei yoshonim, anyway, you can't in do v'achem. So I would have said, boy, nishan. Why was Leis Vareish B'chomosh V'sechem Yom HaShabbos? It's an Issa Melocha, and it's an Issa Melocha Chiv Misa, but it's Nichpal L'Hashem Meseinyin. Hashem Din. L'Chalek. So it's very clear, it's nothing to do with Minyan HaMitzvahs, according to Ram's own Klolim and Sherish Tess. It's a fair question. Fair question? I'm not trying to prove magic over here. Correct? Till this point, we're okay. The question is a good question. See, the Rambam adds another line over here. After he says, and the truth is, it's very strange. When he quotes L'chalek, he doesn't make a case about anything. He just says, "V'nei omru avol lav yotzes, v'ein ze halacha, avol he l'chalik yotzes, v'ushi yechayev akol melacha melacha b'fnei atzma, from which he's boy mekoyma." So l'chayev, this lowly yom wasn't doing anything. So I would tell you from the chalik, that's all we know, and from that itself, we have, in other words, all I'm telling you, the Ram is telling you. If it's the lav yotzes, not doing minyan mitzvahs. If it's the chalik yotzes, we know nothing. Because the chayyim is telling you something about lamates and lochas. But whether it has something to do with anything, whether it's a minyan mitzvah, we know nothing about it. Correct? Then there's another line. And he adds another line at the end. says, "Ubegemor de mei marova." That's a Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin Perek Dal Alochava. Mod de mei marova. B'chol moish veisechem. Rabbi Ila b'shem Rabbi Yanai. Mikan lebezdin. Mikan lebotedinim. Shlo Yehu donim b'Shabbes. Okay. Correct. See, he learned. Let me play it out a little bit more. He learned that the Yerushalmi is a pure Shabbat Kubo. Okay. Otherwise, what's do, you know, what's do me a mitzvah? Because you look in Yerushalmi, and it's not fair what he did, because he didn't call this Xavier Shabbat over here. So it should have been out from Sherish Beis. Okay, because you don't count your gimumidas. And the Maisa Yerushalmi doesn't even say this guf teira deraisa. How he pulls this off according to his own clothing, I can't tell you. But it's clear for him that it's a Pirush Mekubal, correct? Okay. But you have a problem over here. Ask yourself the following question. You have a Pirush Mekubal that says that there's an ashola of Leisavaru to Vo'inche Bezin Hashab. Which is all very nice, correct? On the other hand, you have a machokas tanoim between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Nosson, where it's lachlav yotz and lachal yotzes. So you have an amoril in Yerushalmi coming out from nowhere, and you have a machokas tanoim. So where does this fit? So the Rambam learned is a double push it, that this could only work with lachal yotzes, because lachal yotzes has nothing to do with anything, and it's a separate isa. Of Einish Bezdin on Shabbos. Okay. Okay. He didn't prove that it's a separate lav because of Lechalik Yotzes. He only said because Lech, and he Dafka didn't say it. He says that it's only about, that it's a Chiluk Melachas. But if you have Chiluk Melachas, then you have the possibility of a Pirush Mekubal. Okay. Then I want to take another step. Okay. That was a nuance that I added today, okay? Now, another nuance. Now, this is an old nuance, but I'm just adding to this. I would tell you, okay, that this really depends upon what Lechalik Yotzes is. If it's a Stam Gilui Milsa Ba'alma of Chiluk, I can say, you know, maybe the Pirush Mekubal says, oh, there's a laugh over here also. But if Lechalik Yotzes means that Zriya and Ketzira are like Chelev and Dam, and it's 39 separate Yisurim, the Torah is telling you it's Chelev and Dam. The Pasuk is coming to tell you, it's as if this Pasuk is written 39 times. And it's nothing to do with any. It would be very difficult for you to imagine you should count it as a separate lav about nothing to do with melacha. Okay? So I want to tell you that in this issue, there's a machokas, the taste is rid in the Rambam, and the Rambam happens to be of the opinion. The taste is rid very clearly says that it's chelev and dam, and I want to suggest in my interpretation of the Rambam that it's not. Okay? That you have over here, there's a sugya in Toilet, okay? Shimo, Kuflam Chesem and Aleph. Shimo, I'm just adding the word Shimo because we're talking about Shimo together. Shimo, Misham, Shimo. Mishumai Maslin in Bo, Rabba, Oma, Mishum Beire, Reb Zera, Oma, Mishum Raket. Okay? So there's an issue. Do you need Hasra of the Tol de Bishum the Av Bedavka? Is there such a din? It's 2 days in Tesis. In Shabbos, about the Sesus Tesis, Ein Gimel, Ome Beis, Mishum. Okay. So, if you learn you need the Hasra from the Av, I could have imagined that it's 39 separate Yisurim. And then that's the issue. And the question is, which Yisur is it? But if there's no such din, it's just you can't, if you give asra for the wrong malacha, it's like a milsa the gichuch ba'alma, so it has nothing to do with us, correct? So comes the Tezrid, in Madua Tlisa, Deva Maskel Maskelin, and Bezalel Shere Pirish, to keep it up all the chalak yotzes, ki luksi v'lav, ako malacha malacha domi. It's not my interpretation, all those faith. V'havalei k'moy lav and d'chele v'dom, she'in chalukim ze mize, v'tzoch v'asas al chele b'shum chele v'al dom b'shum dom, v'chel ako malacha malacha. The Ram doesn't call din in Mishneh Torah. You need haskof in the Torah b'shum Ram. So what's the Gemara talking about? How is it the poshe poshe v'ad Rambam? That is the other pshat and tesis, that it's gichuch, and if it's the wrong malacha, it's not the guy, you know, it's lowly inya. So all of this telling you, l'cheira, what happens in l'chalak yotzes? What happens in l'chalak yotzes? According to the Rambam, it basically, l'chalak is like shnei tamchuyim. It's not a septachs of an isa. It's just tamachilik ba'almo. It's a gili milsa ba'almo. So I thought, if that's all it's doing, and it's not as if it's written 39 times in the Torah, I could imagine the Pirush HaMakubo should come and tell you this. And that's what I want to suggest. Okay. Next. Now, I'll tell you one more shtickle. Okay. That's okay. Hey, two more shtickles. Okay. First of all, according to the Rambam, that I mentioned last week in passing and fast. The Rambam, in 2 Perich of Dalet, is talking about Malachas. Okay? From Chof Dalet, he starts talking about Dvorm Shagozu, from Chof Aleph till Chof Gimel is Shvus. Okay? In Chof Dalet, he talks Halacha Aleph. Yesh Dvorim Shnasulim B'Shabbes. Afa Pishena Doima Melacha. Veina Mevida Melacha. Yirima Nesu Mishum Shneema Yitoshim B'Shabbes Raglecha. Asayis Chafzcha B'Yon Kotchi. Veneema V'Chibarat B'Yasayis Dorachecha. M'Mso Chafzcha B'Dava Dov. Lefir Oslo Odom La'alech B'Chafotze B'Shabbes. And we often learn it over here. It's not the covered in Oineg that the Ram quotes in Perek Lamed. Which are not pulis musyemis. Here it's isurim or pulis musyemis, which are still at the Shabbos, but not isurim melacha. Okay, and in this perek, he quotes lo sevarish b'chomosh v'secha b'yom haShabbos. Okay, ein oinchin b'Shabbos af al pisho inish mitzvah sasei. In Udech Shabbos. Kater Harish Nishai, Bebezdin, Malkus Emisa, E Malkin, Veim Emisa, Veislaish Bechomos Esechem, Vuadin the Shabbinshin. Okay? So that's the Rambam, it's a separate din, and Shalom Yisrael. Okay. Now, next. Okay? Now, there's one more issue which I'd like to talk about. So let's sure have time to finish. Maybe I'll have time. That's okay. I still really, the truth is, I should explain to you, you know, there's a difference that I might have mentioned between Sefer Mitzvahs and here in Shoshim, maybe also, that the Issa is only Mrs. Bezdin, and in Mishneh Torah, it's all ancient, okay? Okay? And I mentioned, I don't know if I mentioned, the Chuvas Agoinim say that it's even Malkus, because Malkus, Mokum Issa, he made this, okay? Aye, but it says it's not Shamta. Aye, this is Machukas Rav and Shmuel with Shamta Shem Misa. And Halachic Rabbi Suet. So how could the Goyim say, if it's a Kiyum Misa, it should be enough? So the answer is the Goyim, like the Rambam, that a Sevaro is a Kiyum Misa Bezdin. That since there's a Malkus, there's an Elohim Misa, but it's a Din Bezdin. Shamta is not Dafka Bezdin. It's all Kochochom. It's not a Din Bezdin. So it's not an Elohim Bezdin. Nothing to do what we're talking about, even though it is Misa. Okay? But there is an issue over here of what Einchim we're talking about. Okay? But it's not stam to give a person, it's Bezdin. It's Bezdin. Okay? And that's Moishavis. Now, the last play on this. Should there be Malkis on Louis Sivau on Mrs. Bezdin? Bezdin violates it and gives the thing. Because now he's a Malach. To separate love. And the Ram doesn't say in Sefer Mitzvah there's Malkus. And he doesn't say in Mishneh Torah over there, Chav Dalet. And he doesn't say in Perek Yud Tes. We list all the cases of Malkus. So the question is, why not? It's not love that's always Mrs. Bezin, because none do Malacha, it's a separate Issa. Okay? You can, I'm not even going to talk about it. There's a chinuch that talks about this question. And I just have no clue about what he's talking about. In Kuf Yudalit, he says, Vim ovu betzivu lisov birya b'shabes, ovu alav zeh, v'ein loikin olov, im loy osu maise. Vim osu maise, boy maise, don't you yourself who, heim b'yodayin, im yesh eidna v'asulan iskolim. What do you mean, heim b'yodayin? Miskolin, so you know the whole, what's he talking about? You know, start to, if you know there is no awesome Meister, so love you that's always Mrs. Bezdin. We need the whole discussion for. I'm not sure know what he's talking about. Okay, but that's the definition. Okay, but I want to say Pshat and Ram. What's going on, Ram? So if. You're ready to accept. I'm not sure you should say that. If you're ready to accept that after you finish with everything, in the fact there's no tchia, that there's no kiyum. See, the lush and the truth is of the Gemara Shabbos, for humas, eino, b'Shabbos, b'chol, after there's no tchia, there's taka no kiyum of Mrs. Bezdin. If that's correct, then there's a major thing going on. It means the love is the attempt to mekayim at the mitzvah of Mrs. Bezdin, because that's what the love is all built about over here. And you can never violate it. And that's why there's no malchus. And there are paradigms for this. There are few paradigms for this, if that's correct. One of the paradigms for this is Perek Vav v'chus b'chores halachei. Maisa behema osalamocha, kashu tomim, shenema loy goya, piashmul omlu, shenema af isamachir bemishma. Sheena bemishma, sheeno, shein nigel, veeno nimka klau, viu li shamoicha, maisa behema loosa klum, vulekona lekeach, ulufika eno loike, kemoicha chemekwam, shulekona, ukamoicha, she never violated the law. The isa is the attempt of doing it, it's not kaw. And the Rav learned, I think he said it from far, I'm not sure he said it from himself, that's the pshat in the Ram of Loisi Mochel at Smisus that the Ram doesn't have Malkus for. Because of the attempt to sell it with Smisus, and it's not Chal, because he can't, you know, never buy them to sell it, what's the thing. And that, you've over the Lav, but you never over it fully, you don't get Malkus. So I would tell you also, in Loisi Val, Ish Bechomos Veseichem, it's not a cue, Mrs. Bezdin said, if there's no Malkus. And that's what I would say. Okay? So that is, I tried to get through this. But all this Chabaisai is not like Tasing Yvomus. And Afheim Ibeiz. Divya Maskel, the Kos of Achmona, Eshav Seisei Tishmoiru. Because Tasing says that it's an issue about Tchir. And Lav Sheish Bokoris, Lav Sheim Bokoris, and the whole business also. And it's also not like Tesis and Psachim and Daf Hey, according to Rabbi Yossi, that discusses that the Isa of Le Sevar is not an Isa Melocha. Therefore, it's not Negei and Yontif. This is not like Tesis over there, Tesis over there. Rabbi Yossi, have a nice day. We'll pick up a message next week. I think there was something new. I don't know.